We're in the middle of Siman Shin Hey. We are up to Sif Vav. Okay. Okay, so these are, again, from this parak over here, Bameh Behema. Here we're going to learn about this. Okay, let's see Sif Vav. Elim Yotzim Levuvim. They can go out Levuvim. What's Levuvim? Vahu, or Shekoshim Lam Tacha Zachrusam Shel Yalu Ala Nekevos. They tie something to the male animal so he shouldn't go onto the female and make babies. Varichelot yotzot shechuzot. Here's shechuzot. I guess I'm on the wrong page. Where's shechuzot? I thought there was a picture of this, but I don't see it right now. Oh, here it is. Shechuzot. Kivulot. Levuvim. Where's Levuvim? Okay, one way they tie the animal that he can't make babies. One place here they're tying the tail up of the female that they can make babies. Okay, so can you go out? Can you not go out? So again, Elim Yotzim, they can go out Levuvim. It's a piece of leather, it sounds like, that they tie underneath their male organ. Shelo yalu ala nekevos. V'arechilot yotzot shechuzot. V'hu shekoshin al yatan klapi mala. They tie the tail up. Kidei shialu aleyan hazekharim. That they should make babies. V'yotzot kivunot. Tied up. Koshin beget sivyon lishmor atzemer shia naki. To protect the wool of the animal. V'ha'izim Srurot Koshim Roshi Dadeh, and they tie up the udder, the head of the Vidavka Kisha Koshim Sakadeshi Stamku Dadeh Velo Yachlevu. So if they tie it up stark enough, it will stop to provide milk, which means it's on tight and it's no fear that it's going to fall off. The Oz Mihadik Shapir, it's on tight. But if they just do it so that the milk won't get lost, so then it's not usually on tight enough, and there's a fear, it's not on tight, it's going to fall off, and he will come to carry it.
So that's
how,
but the first way is
mutter? Right. It's not going to fall off. Okay, Zion. Chamor yotze bim marda'a. Here's the mardas. Here, this is the mardas. It's like a jacket. Oh, here's the levuvim, where the male is something here so that he doesn't go onto the female. Chamor yotzei b'mardas, perish kamin ukuf katan, shemenich en al chamor kol yom kedei sheyitchamem. Something to warm him up. An ukuf is a saddle, so here's like a big set. Here it says in the parentheses of it, ukuf katan, and Mishabur brings down Sif Katan Chavav, that the levush esrat says it's an ukuf gadol, because it covers more area of the animal than the saddle does. So a chamor can go out like that on Shabbos, because it's to protect the chamor. Shura l'me'er Shabbos has to be tied on me'er Shabbos. Ushar kala behemos asuros, and all the other animals, however, it's usur for them to go out with this on top of them. He shouldn't go out with a saddle either. Why? Because the donkey gets cold, so he needs a jacket. He needs this beged. Most animals do not need it, and therefore be considered a burden on Shabbos. Okay, and the ukuf is very small, and therefore ukuf is a saddle. You're not allowed to ride the animal on Shabbos, so the animal can't go out with that. It's a burden. It's not going to warm up the animal. It doesn't help him anything. Ches. Mutter litei mardas ala chamor mnei atzina. You can put on the mardas on Shabbos. Mnei atzina, if the animal's cold. Mishabur says not to go outside. Only to be in the chatzer. Here we said he can go out with the mardas. That's when it's on before Shabbos. If you want to put it on Shabbos, you can put him on Shabbos if he's cold, but not to take him outside. Only to leave him in the chatzer. But you can't tie it on the kosher. Okay, we're going to get into the halachos of tying knots on Shabbos. So here, Mishabu points out, even if it's a mutter knot, it's still going to be aser, because you need to tzarich lekrav elav v'nimtza mishtamish b'al chayim. You have to get very close to the animal. When you get very close to the animal, you can end up leaning on the animal and
to tie this thing out.
Aval al asus, but when it comes to the horse, kam and jelas tzarich. And the horse does not so easily get cold, and therefore you can't put this baguette, this blanket, whatever it is, on top of him. Also, you take my dad's car. You shouldn't put it on at all. Why not? What's the problem? Mishabur points out, if katan lama beis, it's a tircha shalol tzorach. Put something on or off an animal is considered a tircha. So you can only do it if it's necessary. Okay, then the Mishabur points out, in Sif katan lama beis, I'm a bir agra, shikas, the das rashi gamal asus. He can't even call it behemoth mutilite mardas bachatzah. He's allowed to put this on any animal. Because all animals have a little bit, you know, can get cold in the cold. Okay, Shulchan Aruch thinks that, no, only it's basically the chamor that needs the protection from the elements. The other animals don't really need it. But the Shibur points out, it really depends on the season and how cold it is. About b'shah shekor gadol v'anaroim shemazik lasus, if it's mamish freezing out, you see the horse is in pain, or if it's hot out, but the bugs are attacking the horse. So l'kuleyama, then everyone will agree. Mutar l'aniach b'chatzah mardas. You could put this blanket on the horse. But you can't lean on the animal, and you can't take him out with it on Shabbos. Just leave him in the chatzah. Ulahasir mardas b'Shabbos. Now, if you want to take off the mardas, let's say you warmed them up, and now the weather got warm or whatever. So, beimin achamor, beimin asus, also. The Shulchan Aruch holds that both us. It's also to take it off the animal. Because it's not painful for the animal to keep on that blanket, so keep it on. V'ukuf aser, and when it comes to the ukuf, a saddle, beimin to bein laniach, you can't put it on, you can't take it off, beimin achamor, beimin asus. Okay, when it comes to taking off this blanket, so he says to take it off is asa. You can't take it off from a chamor, you can't take it off from a sus, right? Because it's not painful. So the first bir alacha, dibar maser, ula hasir mardas b'shabes b'emin asus. Hamachar b'sasa mezakidas asmag. Vayim bir agrosh, ikasa das rashi, dimin asus, mutu lasir mardas, v'chena ukuf. He says that you're allowed to take a mardas and even an ukuf off of the horse on Shabbos. Why? Because the chamor is always cold. So go leave it on the chamor. He's going to cool off anyway. But the other animals will like overheat if they have this blanket on, if it gets warm out. And therefore, it's painful to the animal. He's allowed to take it off the animal. So that's the machlokes between the smag and Rashi. Shulchan Aruch passes like smag, the girl passes like Rashi. Okay, Sif test. Ukuf shel gabei hachamor sheba min haderech, a saddle on a horse, on a donkey, that he came from the road. Vinisyaga, he got very worked up, he got schwitzed up the chamor, he worked hard. Vitzarch la'asiro letzanano, and you need to take off the saddle from the back. Lo yidan biyado, you shouldn't take it off with your hands. Ela matir achevo, untie it mitachtov, umolicho, umeviyah b'chatzav enofam elav. And then let the animal come into the chatzav, and then it will fall off in the chatzav. Now, I don't know if the problem here is taking it off. Mishabir says that there's a problem taking it off. I guess it's so the tzorach, you don't have to take it off, you can just undo it and then it falls off by itself. There's also a problem how you're gonna get, you can't carry it into the chatzah. Let him wear it into the chatzah and then take it off. Yud. Ain't told Lachamar Traskal. There used to be like a wicker basket that they would hang from the neck of the animal so he could just eat from the basket. So you're not allowed to hang that basket from the neck of the chamor. Kurishal aravak klufa umuchusa ba'or. It's like a wicker basket covered in leather. So you can't hang that on the neck of the chamor, but tzavaro. Lite maicha basocha shel chamisham, and put food in there, let him eat from there. That you can too. Aval agalim usiachim shetzavar and katan and tzemlecha lagavi karka. But other animals like an egel, agalim and siachim, other animals that are smaller, and apparently they have a small neck, it's harder for them to eat from the ground like a normal animal. So therefore, since it's painful, you're allowed to hang this the basket of food on his neck and let him eat from that. I think we do have a picture of that here, actually. I don't see it. Okay. So again, agalim musachim shetzaron katan. They have a small neck. It's hard for them. It's starim. It's painful for them to eat off the ground. Shari b'chatzar al ein yotzimbo. They can wear this thing in the chatzar, but they can't go out into shesarabim because it's still going to be considered a burden, a masu. Yud aleph. Lo yeti asus bezanav shual shetol and bein einav shlo tishlopo ein hara. Horse cannot go out with a tail of a fox between his eyes, which is supposed to ward off ayin hara. And not some pretty ribbon either. To prevent the udder from getting scratched. You can't put on a, have them go out this kis, this cover on the udder. You can't have the cow go out with a muzzle to prevent him from eating other people's fields. He can't go out with some sort of sandal, some shoe. However, a real horseshoe is literally nailed to the bottom, to the foot of the horse, says the Mishnah Berurah, that would be okay. But this is just like a sandal, it's not a horseshoe. Okay, so all these things, Mishnah Berurah says, we've got to limit test, biznav shu'al, b'chol edo atan fi shemem tzolchosh miyas gufan, fa'vi masui. It's not protecting the animal, therefore it's a masui. What about the keys? That seems to be protecting the animal. And what about the sandal? It says, Levad sandal, shenol in baragli behem at the time you shouldn't dilma enough of us. There, the reason is not because it's a burden. It really, it's considered like an article of clothing. It's protecting the animal, but we're afraid it's going to fall off. You're going to come to carry it. And huadim v'chem b'kishe v'dada izim, same thing with the cover to the udder. According to this rule, it's there to protect the udder from getting scraped. I assume that's painful to the animal, so that's for protection of the animal. We're afraid you're going to carry it home if it falls off. Aval, yotze be'eged shagabi maka, you can go out with some bandage on a boo-boo. Here's the... Okay. Uve kash kashim shagabe ashever, something on if the animal breaks a bone, some sort of cast or something like that. Aluchot shekoshin lam saviv etim anish barbayen. It's like, you know, like the kids, and when someone hurts a finger, they take two popsicle sticks and they wrap it around they on each side of the finger, and right. So that's what they did to the animal, I guess. So you can go out with that on Shabbos. Uvashilya shiyata miktsasa utsluya ba, and if shilya is like the placenta, if it's coming out of the mommy animal a little bit, she can go out like that. Upokeg zug shabat savara matai ba bachatzer. If the animal has a bell and the bell is going to make noise, so you have to do something, clog up the bell so it doesn't make a noise, and then she can go out that way in the chatzer. Abalo teitzer al shusar rabbi. But she can't go into a shul rabbim. Even though it's not making noise, there's two problems: a noise problem that you solve by taping it up, whatever. And then there's a carrying problem. But Mishnah says a different problem here. That's the Gemara. Mishnah demasi kamalicha b'shuk limkar. Because when they wanted to sell animals, they put out a bell, carry them to the marketplace. People hear the ding-dong, 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 like the ice cream truck. They want everyone to know he's here, right? So all the kids harass their parents to buy them ice cream from the Mr. Softy ice cream truck. So they would put on a bell so everyone would know that the cow was here, so the cow is for sale. It's advertising. So on Shabbos, it's a problem. It looks like you're going to sell your animal. You know how to sell your animal on Shabbos, obviously. So you can't do things that are done when they sell the animal. And Mishnah said, what if it's an animal that's not sold like that? If you have a bird, no one sells a bird like that. No one sells a cat like that. Can you put a bell on your cat? Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Mem Gimel. Mishnah Demechzi Kimalicha B'Shuk Lemko. Looks like you're coming to sell him. Mashma, the Ve'elu D'lo Shayezeh. Those animals, that's not how you sell the animal with a bell. Kigon B'chatulim V'ofot. Birds and cats. V'chei Agavim She'ein Derech L'Lichon Lemko. They don't bring them to the marketplace to sell them. So, Bezug Mutar Kishepakuk. If the bell doesn't make noise, it's going to be much different to wear it outside in Shusharabi. It's still going to be usher because it's a carrying. All these things that we said, it's also the animal to go out in Shusharabi because of a masui. So then, when it comes to chotze, shenamu rabbis, no erev, but it has three walls, it's going to be mutter for the animal to go out. It's basically only on when it's also in a Torah. However, what about a caramelist, which is a derabbanan dika, which is like a derabbanan dika, which is a rabbim? Well, the caramelist is deos ben achronim. So, a caramelist is a machlokes, because a caramelist can easily lead to a shusharabim. It looks like the outside, it's a street. This happens to not be as busy as a shusharabim. So, yesh matir and yesh osim. The inyan shusharabim shalano. What about our shusharabim? Says the mishaburu. The vada yesh li zoya, the yesh with a suffix is a terek, must be at the bibi alocha. Okay, so our Rosh Hashanah, which might be a caramelist, but it says also because it might be Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's getting into complicated details that we're going to discuss later on in terms of caramelist and Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we're not going to get into that now. Therefore, you get only one. Okay, good base. They used to have some sort of sign where they belong to, something like that. So, I guess that's what a chosim is. I don't know. It's a Gemara over there. Talk about the Eved with his chosim and the Behemoth with her chosim. It's chosim. So, whatever this chesim is, some sort of sign, it's on the animal's beged, or it's around the animal's neck, it's also for him to go out like that. Now, if it's a collar for his own, for protection, to hold the animal, that's going to be okay. And the deer should bring them from Shlomo Zalman. You know, a lot of times if there's a stray dog, they might, you know, take him to the pound, they might kill him. If there's a collar that shows it belongs to somebody, so then they won't. So that's really, you know, on some level, protection for the animals. It's not a physical protection, but it's a protection for the animal. So Shlomo Zalman holds that'll be okay. He says that the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like it. Shlomo Zalman says it is okay. But if your animal just needs a collar, because otherwise you get a ticket, whatever, for some legal thing, that's not good enough. That's just to prevent the owner from losing money. That's not to protect the animal. Yud Gimel. Ein gamal yotzei b'mitul telet. Lukmin kar katan shenosin tachas znavo. It's something they put underneath the tail of the camel. Afili kshura lo b'znavo, even if it's tied to the tail, because we're afraid it's going to fall off. Edem kin ha'isa kshura b'znavo uvachato tarto o b'shoyatza. It has to be tied to its placenta, whatever, something inside the mommy animal, or to the hump, so that it makes sure it doesn't fall off. Lo teitzei shum behema. Yeah, this is this. I think this is this. This is mitzutelet. Has to be tied to the hump, has to be tied more than just to the lo teitzei shum behema lo akud velo ragul. Akud, where they tie the front leg and back leg together. Ragul is where they tie up one leg. Perush, akud, shekoshe yada achas im raglo. One foot to one hand to one leg, whatever. I guess the front legs are called hands. V'ragul, hanu shekoshe achas mergla klapi mala. You tie it up, shelo telech el al sholosh raglaim. He can't run away. It's because it's painful to the animal and it's considered a burden. If it's an animal that you're afraid is really going to run away, and when animals run away, it's not good for the animal to run away. It's not safe for him, so it's his best interest to stay with you. So then there are ways that you could tie up the feet of the animal, but not like this. The test above. Don't make a whole row of camels. You're leading the first camel, and they're each one tied to each other. They're all following a single file line. Tofes comes like one, but if he's holding all of them together, it's not in a single file line, then it's okay. Because in a single file line, it looks like he's going to sell them. Like this, it just doesn't look like that. It's only to take out one at a time. Okay, Mishmur brings down Sifkat and Mem Tes in the middle, towards the bottom. This one who says asr to do even like this is a das yachid. You don't have to worry about it. Tezayin. Okay, we actually did Tezayin yesterday. We'll do it again. Hamoti behema v'moshcha ba'afsar. He's taking out an animal. So you're allowed to take out an animal on Shabbos, even though he has, a leash, whatever, a rope. But there's Hilchos leash. You have to know how to do it. So tzarich lizayir again. Like we said yesterday, shleitei rosh hachav mitachas hil tefach lamata. He can't stick out from the other side of his hand, because then it looks like he's carrying it. The damikim ishenosa biado, and it doesn't look like it's coming from the animal. Lo mischaze me avsa behema. Vegam lo yinei chabim lechav ben yado lo behema. Don't let it sag. Kadei shel yach bin ad shel yegeh b'tefach at some of the arts, because if it goes within a tefach of the ground, it's going to look like it's like a burden. And if it's a long one, wrap it around the neck of the animal. Okay, we discussed it yesterday. Okay, we'll stop here.